Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We have just scrambled together some Book Week costumes over those songs.
We have indeed. We both gave each other a brief. You had to dress as the tiger who came to tea. I had to go as a whale, Moby Dick.
Yeah, interesting we both picked animals. That was unintended, but I'm feeling good with my costume.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I thought of yours in a like, okay, it's got to be done here at the, you know, station. What could he utilize to make it easy? You've gone, hey, Brooke, dress as a whale. Like, that's not easy.
Well, I figured you'd be able to find something blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great, thanks.
Well, it's a white whale in it, though, Moby Dick.
Yeah, he's a sperm whale.
You've got a pretty, pale top on today, sort of a peachy jumper that's kind of pale. I would call that albino if I saw that out in the wild.
It's okay to admit that you didn't think of my stress of getting this done at all and purely just wanted me to dress as a whale. Let's talk through your costume first, because you're in it, you're ready to go.
Yeah, I was pretty quick to think on this. Obviously, Tiger Who Came to Tea, I've got a mug and a tea bag in it. Mm-hmm. Delicious. As for stripes, I thought we had some streamers out in the cupboard somewhere that I could just wrap around myself and you'd see some lines that kind of conveys tiger. What we actually have is not streamers but some tinsel.
Mm-hmm.
So I have just wrapped that around me all the same. So I'm a bit stripey, you'd say.
It's pretty good,
and
yeah.
The thing I thought of at the last minute, I just went to your wall and you've made this sort of drawing of Simba that you did. So I'll just hold that over my face. It's a lion face, but it's still a big jungle cat. I am the tiger who came to tea.
I'm pretty impressed. It's kind of the vision I had when I thought of it for you. The only thing I would add is we've got a little children's teapot in our office from something ages ago. Yeah. I reckon I would throw that in as well. And
hey, it's a great idea. I'm sure many parents are taking notes as they scramble to get their kids in a costume later this week.
Indeed.
Tell me about your white whale costume, which you're not wearing.
I've kind of got to put it together, so I'll just take my headphones off.
Okay, so she's gone to the office supply cabinet and grabbed some paper.
What I've done, because sperm whales are quite, like, they have a big head, so I've just put some paper together.
Did you have to Google sperm whale to figure out that's what Moby Dick was?
I had to Google Moby Dick.
Oh, no.
So that one. Then I've got my water bottle, which I've attached a white fascinator to, which is my blowhole.
Oh, I was really hoping for a blowhole. Oh.
It's already kind of fallen apart.
The fascinator
fell off.
But you
get the idea. If I had a squeezy water bottle, I'd be able to hold it at my back and just squeeze it and it would do the thing.
That's really clever.
And I'd be Moby Dick.
Yeah. And you've also got a little soft toy octopus that you can, I don't know, strangle or something?
Well, I figured that, you know, I'm in the sea. Just to further kind of accentuate that, I've just got Paddy, our office mascot, who is an octopus. He can be my little friend. I don't know if Moby Dick had a friend, but...
Maybe if he had more friends, he wouldn't have been such a terror to Captain Ahab.
Maybe.
I think you've done well. I think we've done well. Let's get some photos of these in the socials. Mm-hmm. And new sport and weather next.
Good luck to all the parents out there.